Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. The communal tension in Leicester in the United Kingdom, which shook the Hindu and Muslim communities and created so much animosity between these groups, has surprised many. Why would the descendants of immigrants or immigrants, perhaps even first-generation immigrants as the case may be, who have faced personal hostility in the past in the United Kingdom, fight against each other? Who triggered the violence? The destruction of property, religious flags being brought down? Is media attention from India on some networks instigating the violence and communal tension in the United Kingdom? In other words, are communal tensions in the United Kingdom being at least somewhat exported by rhetoric over here through WhatsApp, social media and some of our news networks? It really depends on who you ask. We have a wonderful panel of guests tonight as we debate the clashes in Leicester in the United Kingdom. Is religion or community politics to blame for what has actually happened? I'm going to introduce our panel at this stage. Suleiman Naqdi, the Federation of Muslim Organizations, with me. I've got Hassan Saleem Patel, a former journalist, someone who's lived in Leicester. Sunny Hundal, Deputy Editor at the Opinion Desk of Independent Voices. Lord Rami Ranger, Member of the House of Lords. And Rashmi Sawant, the former President of Oxford Students' Union, will be joining us. Sunny Hundal, let me come to you first. And I was going through your various tweets, and I think one of the points, Sunny, which actually struck me as really interesting, and you write that the vast majority of British Hindus and Muslims are peaceful, they don't want trouble, and that what we've seen in Leicester are gangs looking for attention. Why would these gangs be looking for attention? What is the genesis of this problem?
Hi, thanks for having me. I think part of the issue is that there are gangs of people who are now being told this message through social media, through WhatsApp and into Facebook and Instagram, that their community is under attack from Muslims or Hindus. And as a result, they must go there to protect the community. And that's why you can see on that video, that was a gang of Hindus marching through a large group of Hindus marching through Leicester saying, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram. And in some cases, there were accusations that they had been breaking property and attacking Muslims, people who were Muslims on the streets. As a result of that, Muslims then started spreading the word around on their social media that we need to get ready and we need to mobilize against these Hindus who are coming here to attack our community. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, it led to more violence. So what you've got is, you know, basically people claiming that we need to defend our community and using that rhetoric, coming along with weapons to beat people up, to create trouble, when actually it should be the police's job to protect people. It's the police's job to, keep order in the streets. And it should not be left up to mobs of men, masked men, yep, to protect people.
Yep. Rashmi Sawant, isn't it important at this juncture for both communities to actually step back and realize that Hindus and Muslims in the United Kingdom in areas of Leicester have lived peacefully for decades, and that whatever it is that is happening now disturbs, distorts the reality of of their own lives and the lives of their parents, perhaps if they're second generation, their grandparents, who've lived through actual tension in the United Kingdom, survived that. The last thing both communities need is fighting amidst themselves.
Right. I think the last thing that either of the communities need is violence and tension, because they are trying to make a better life for themselves in this country. But unfortunately, the attacks that the Hindu community have been facing for the past couple of days, ever since the India-Pakistan match, have only been surmounting. There has been one notable attack on a temple in Leicester, wherein flags were desecrated and the entire property was surrounded by a mob right after the evening aarti, effectively keeping a few Hindus in there as hostages. So this is very disturbing, because Hindus are a minority in the region. And the way that they have been, they're being treated by the other community is horrifying. And I think it is there's a necessity for the police to step in and to allay any tensions. There have also been various rumors, which the Leicester police has now debunked, that, you know, Hindus have been trying to attack a mosque. And these kinds of false rumors have been used time and again to incite the Muslim youth to attack more Hindus. So I think that there are definitely some people trying to lead the ring and try to lead a mob astray. And these ringleaders need to be identified and arrested by the police.
I would suggest, Rashmi, that it's mob leaders or ring leaders of both sides who need to be identified. Soleiman Naqdi, Rashmi feels that and has stated examples of how members of the Hindu community in Leicester have been attacked and have been targeted by members of the Muslim community. Is that entirely correct, or is this something where both communities have hit out at each other?
I would say both communities have been involved in this. We have to be fair. I've had meetings with 8 or 9 Mandis at a time, and the points that we have got across, it's very easy for people to chalk up on the board what one has done to the other, and that in itself would not solve the problem. The difficulty we had in relation to the Mandir, yes, the flag was brought down by one individual. It was not as if the Mandir was attacked, and it was the Muslims who were there who pulled back the young person. And in fact, I had a call from very close friends from the Mandir, because I worked within Interfaith for many years, and asked me that there were some people inside the Mandir who were fearful of leaving out because of a large crowd. And I personally made a phone call to the police to say, can we send reinforcements and ask people to be safely taken back home? So it's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. It does not help when each side only portrays what's happened to them. What we need to do is work collectively. After all, we come from the same heritage. We are one people, people of faith, and we need to work together. And it certainly does not help, like I've said, to chalk things up on a board, because likewise, the other side will say all the things that happened to them, and that is not helpful. I have been in the city for 46 years, and I've never known a situation like this. We also need to understand the demographics and the dynamics of the community that live in Leicester. From the 50s and 60s, we had a large influx of people that came from the Indian subcontinent that lived in Leicester. Going to the 70s, we had a large, twice migrant population that left the subcontinent of India, settled in Uganda, Kenya, southern Central Africa.
So it's essentially extremely diverse. I get that point, and entirely multicultural and representative of different faiths. I just wanted to go across to Lord Rami Ranger. You know, in 2021, as I understand it, and, you know, Sunny's written about this, some Labour MPs had warned of religious tension from India spreading to the United Kingdom. We live here in India in fairly strident times. There have been multiple reports all across the country of so much communal tension and violence. Rumours are spread through WhatsApp. It's further accentuated messages of hate through Twitter. Is this in any way influencing people of both faiths in the United Kingdom? Sir, you're on mute. Can you unmute yourself?
Vishnu, I would like to say I can see the legacy of 1947. The people divided us in India. Now they divided us in everywhere in the world. So this is the consequences of religious disharmony, which was started in 1947, when we're two communities which had lived for 1,000 years together in perfect harmony, and somebody from foreign power came and divided us, and we are facing the consequences until today. Having said that, this is a straightforward law and order issue. They have to understand that the police was watching when somebody was tearing down the flag from a temple somewhere. That should not have been allowed to happen, because these are images are very sensitive. When somebody just takes away the, you know what happened to attacking Golden Temple, how many people till today are having that nightmare of that attack. Religious places are very sacred, and nobody, police should have stopped them from going there. And, you know, the other thing is, this is also a breakdown of intelligence. Police should know that the mob is getting together, and they should have stopped them there and then. I mean, the mayor has the power to stop all these gatherings. And these people should have to understand they now have one country and one king. They have become one. They have to live in harmony or consume themselves in hatred. And if they do, nobody will suffer more than themselves. So therefore, it is the responsibility of leaders to tell them the religion is a force for good. It must unite humanity and not divide. And those who use religion bring their own religion into disrepute, because that's what they've been taught by religion. So therefore, my appeal to the leader, you have them on the panel, is to tell that they have to live for the future together. Sure. And this will damage the social cohesion in the country, and the ripple effect will be felt in every pay. People will not employ
each
other.
Let me get a reaction, sir, to what you're saying, because, you know, it seems to make a lot of sense. Rashmi Sawant, you know, when we spoke just a few moments back, you pointed out how members of the Hindu community you felt were targeted in this particular instance. But as a young person yourself, is it not wise to understand that this is violence? And violence in the name of any religion is wrong. Members of the Muslim community say Hindus have attacked. Members of the Hindu community say Muslims have attacked. It's against the constitution of the United Kingdom. It's against the constitution of our country, India. Is it not wiser for young people like you to actually say yourselves what Lord Rami Ranger is saying, that, look, stop it. We can't be devouring ourselves through this violence. Why blame it on the other religion? Why not just say, let's sit down and talk peace?
Of course, violence of any kind is against basic human conscience and, you know, the basic tenets of human rights. And it's not acceptable in any kind of a society. But, I mean, it's concerning to watch the police just be mute spectator in many of the videos and not step up as much as they must have to support communities and to separate tensions, because I think tensions can boil in any kind of a society, but there is some responsibility upon the police as well. So I think the onus is upon the police and leaders of the community to really send out that message and to allay fears and tensions from within the community. Because the last thing that we need is violence, because I mean, Muslims and Hindus, we are not indigenous to the United Kingdom. And it's only very recently that, you know, we've made this country our home. So it's really important
for
everybody.
Well, it is your home, and you've sworn allegiance to the United Kingdom. And
no,
therefore,
my home is India.
In this home of yours, you have to follow the rules which say that all religions are the same.
I'm talking about British Hindus and British Muslims, not about myself, because I'm an Indian and I have never sworn allegiance to the United Kingdom.
Okay,
but for
okay.
them, it's home. And they have to be considerate of that. But I think the police has not acted up as much as it should have. And it's concerning to watch this kind of desecration. And, you know, the posts have been endless. There's been one call for, you know, consolidation of Muslims from every Islamic nation in front of the Durga temple in Birmingham today. So it only goes on to show that
I'm
the
sorry,
tensions
I,
haven't
I,
gone
I have
now.
To come in here. I apologize.
Go ahead, Hassan. Yes.
I live in Birmingham here. There was no call made by any Muslim organization to have a protest. I am sorry, but your guest
is... Yeah, the post
is
up, and it's at 5:30 today.
I've been in
front of the Durga temple. I hope that the protest doesn't happen, because that would be dangerous for the Hindu community. I only hope that it doesn't happen.
First
but
and foremost, nobody knows
that post was
first
not
and foremost,
made.
Nobody knows who's behind that protest.
On
secondly,
media for all of us to see.
Rashmi, half a second. Let him make his point, and then
I feel your guest has been perpetuating a bit of hate without facts here. I just want to outline a couple of things. There are no protests in Birmingham. There's nothing taking place of the sort, and the police and the local authority have been taking action. Most importantly, the situation of Leicester. I lived in Leicester for a long time. My family comes from Leicester. It's a harmonious city where 15% of the population is Hindu, 16% of the population is Muslim. And they've constantly got on. They've worked with each other. They've ensured a prosperous city that was a beacon, not just to the UK, but to the world. But sadly, over the past, I would say, 2 to 3 years, certain individuals have come into the city, bringing in an extremist ideology or the Hindutva ideology, which to a certain degree has caused problems. people being caught urinating outside mosques, young children being beat up, being asked, are you Muslim or Hindu? Now, the community took action. I may not agree with some of the action that they took, but ultimately, there's been a complete erosion of that harmony in the city of Leicester, which Sunny had alluded to.
And you're doing the same thing by blaming members of the Hindu faith.
I'm not blaming any member here. What I'm trying to outline, the fact is that Leicester has always had this situation where communities have always engaged with each other. But recently, a new community has come. Now, our job is to educate them and make them understand that what's taking place on the streets of India should not take place in the streets of the United Kingdom.
Okay.
That people should work together.
Okay.
People should understand that we are living in this country. We are British, that we work together with each other. But also calling out any forms of extremism. And many organizations in Leicester have done that over the years and will continue to do so. But to kind of say, we're the victims, you're the perpetrators, or I'm the perpetrator, and you're the victim.
Right, and that just has to end. No, I take that point. I just want to go back to Sunny. Sunny, now you've written that this has been primarily been fueled by people from outside the area, outside Leicester, people looking for trouble. Who are these people? I'm just trying to understand, why would they have descended to the area which has seen this violence?
Well, I think the trouble has come from lots of corners. So I can understand why a lot of people in Leicester have felt slightly confused by how this thing has escalated so quickly. So through social media, we've seen a lot of people around the country sort of making claims about attacks on Hindu mandirs or in mosques in Leicester, which, you know, Leicester police had to say, no, actually, this is wrong. That's not happened. I mean, Rashmi was talking about some sort of a hostage situation. There's no hostage situation that Leicester police talked about. So I think it's very dangerous to make claims which cannot be substantiated by facts. At the same time, we've seen the Indian media. I mean, I'm not talking about NDTV, but I've seen other channels such as India Today post videos which are entirely one-sided and making claims that, you know, Hindus are under attack and Muslims have just been attacking them and nothing's and Hindus haven't done anything. And I think that's also wrong. And making claims that, you know, attacks on Hindus have happened in Birmingham and Nottingham and all these sorts of other places, which is, again, false, that none of that's happened and none of that's been reported anywhere. So I think the problem is that you've got not only people on the ground who across the UK who are looking to make a name for themselves, and I mean Hindus and Muslims, who've gone to the city to try and sort of create trouble or look for trouble or try and make their name for themselves on social media. At the same time, you've got media in India who is spreading misinformation, and that travels back to the UK through WhatsApp and other ways, and gets people inflamed, and they think that, you know, Hindus are under attack in Leicester and that we need to do something about it, or Muslims are under attack in Leicester, we need to do something about it. And it kind of inflames the whole situation. So I think that, you know, for one, Leicester police need to stop people from outside coming in and going on marches, because it has totally inflamed the situation. And I think people in the Indian media also need to have a look at themselves and say, why are they inflaming the situation of what's going on in another country?
No, let me ask Lord Rami Ranger that question. Do you share that perspective that a lot of the hate which is being spread in the United Kingdom is being spread by Indian media, that it is a tool of exporting a lot of the communal tension which we see in this country?
But I think...
not just television, I'm talking about social media, various media.
I don't think you can blame TV channels are very responsible, because they are answerable to Ofcom or their authorities. So they will not take sides, or they will not fuel religious hatred. But what I want to say is, there's always, two wrongs don't make it right. So if one person is making a mistake and the other person can avoid that accident, so we can save that accident. What we have to say now, what has happened has happened. Going forward, we have to look at a bigger picture. The bigger picture is the reaction of the host community who have allowed these people to come to their country. They are a Christian country. They changed their system to make it a secular country. They created laws to protect people against race, religion, and gender. They provide equality to people regardless of anything. So we have to be grateful to those people who gave us the opportunity to come and make a new life and a better life for our families and friends. And if we don't solve this problem now, the tension will get to that level where people will start being deported from this country, as the Home Secretary has already made it clear, people who are not grateful for being in this country will be sent back to the country of their origin. So this will bring a huge disrespect to the Hindus and Muslims and even to Sikhs if they are not loyal to this country and they do not think of the overall prosperity and peace. Because when you create a nuisance in the street, who suffers? The English people also suffer, because you just cannot stop the traffic. You cannot create commotion or anything like that. You know, we are affecting other people as well. And also the image of our community or a Sikh community or Hindu community or Muslim community coming on the television, sure, or WhatsApp, it damages them in the long run. I appeal to the leaders. A community is as great as its leader. So therefore, I appeal to the leader who either do business in the name of religion, or they actually want to serve religion. If they want to do business in the religion, then they can fuel more tension. They will make a lot more money and a lot more influence and power by polarizing the community. But if they want to do service to religion, then they must use the right tenets of the faith, which is peace, harmony, love thy neighbor, and make sure that we can peacefully coexist with one another.
Sure. Because thank you so much for sharing those thoughts. Suleiman Naqdi, you know, in as much as we talk about a strident sense of Hindutva or a strident Islam, and people with those beliefs triggering or participating in these clashes, there's another factor as well. It's strident nationalism, whether it's Indian nationalism or Pakistan nationalism. Some reports suggest that it was after this 28th August India-Pakistan match when there were India fans, you know, nationals of the United Kingdom, who started shouting against Pakistan. And then that would have triggered a response from the other side as well. So it's not just Islam versus Hinduism, it's also India versus Pakistan being played out in a third country. Would you agree, Suleiman Naqdi?
I would agree. And also, I think this debate, as you can see in some quarters, is being polarized. It's what we call cherry picking in English. So we only pick the parts that suit us, and that's what we portray across. I'll be the first one to put my hands up and say mistakes have been done by both sections of society. And I'd like others to also condemn that their side, as opposed to only picking on one section of society. So if I say Muslims and Hindus, Pakistanis and Indians are all at fault, at least we have an honest discussion. But if you're going to cherry pick and just choose one particular section of society who we belong to and support that, then we won't get anywhere. Healing needs to be done between the two communities, and healing can only be done if we accept within ourselves first that we have problems and we are prepared to address those problems.
Sure. In fact, I think that's a great way of wrapping this up, because there was exactly that message of peace from community leaders in Leicester today to all of those young people who were involved in that violence. I'd like to end this program with this message of peace, which was actually sounded a wonderful message. Let's listen in.
This is a statement of unity between the Hindu and Muslim community. We, the family of Leicester, stand in front of you not only as Hindus and Muslims, but as brothers and sisters. Our two faiths have lived harmoniously in this wonderful city for over half a century. We arrived in this city together. We faced the same challenges together. We fought off racist haters together and collectively made this city a beacon of diversity and community cohesion. That is why today we are saddened and heartbroken to see the eruption of tension and violence, physical attacks on innocent individuals, and unwarranted damage to property are not part of a decent society, and indeed not part of our faiths. What we have seen is not what we are about.